Welcome to the Armani Talks podcast. I'm your host, Armani Talks. In this podcast, I'm helping you level up your five soft skills: public speaking, storytelling, social dynamics, emotional intelligence, and creativity. Five soft skills for you to change your life forever, skyrocket your confidence along the way. In today's episode, we are entering the world of emotional intelligence along with social skills to talk about, does it pay to be rude? I was recording this episode of Unapologetic Truths recently, and I was asking my co-host, hey, do marriages over there break up due to one of the members of the couples hating their in-laws? And he was like, not that I'm aware of. And he told me to explain. So I gave him a scenario of a recent interaction that I saw where the guy got really mad at his girl's parents. And these parents were capable in the future of being this guy's in-laws. Long story short, what happened was that this guy was an entrepreneur. His girl was a nurse. And the parents of the girl did not like the fact that this guy was an entrepreneur. They wanted more stability for their daughter. So they said that he must get his MBA. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And the guy was like, that's not really your decision to make, is it? But he didn't want to say that face-to-face to the parents. So he was expecting that the girl would stand up for him. Instead, the girl was just like, well, what are you going to tell my parents? And I believe the parents were being very rude in this interaction. And afterwards, the guy got so irritated by this incident that he called it off. And I was explaining this scenario to my co-host. And as he was absorbing it, he was like, you know what I learned, Armani? It pays to be rude sometimes. This is the situation where being rude would have been the way to go. And as I thought about it, I was like, I don't know, man. That seems a little risky. Because this isn't just one of your peers. These are your potential in-laws. And these in-laws, what they prefer the most is respect. So if you're being rude to them, you're not respecting them, won't they get mad? Then he introduced another concept to me. He's like, Armani, it pays to be rude with charm. And then he started to share a story of something in his life where he's talking about how one of his cousins, she is super one of those environmental friendly people. She doesn't even use tissues. My buddy thinks that she's dumb, but he doesn't straight up say, yo, you're dumb, you should use tissues. Instead, in a very joking sort of way, he'll use tissues in front of her. As a matter of fact, he'll bring extra tissues just to troll her. And this time, when he's trying to attack the idea of her not using tissues to be silly, she's not as offended because his delivery mechanism is sweet. So I started to understand this guy's point. I started to understand that it does pay to be rude at times with a polite delivery. Another thing that I've been seeing a lot is that I'll actually use another real life example. There's this guy that I know. He bought his girl a $10,000 wedding ring, and he got her such an expensive ring because he's like, I'm giving you this ring because I don't want a wedding reception. Do you accept? And she's like, yes, that works with me. That worked with her. But her mom did not like that at all because she always wanted her daughter to have a wedding reception. Nowadays, the guy that got her the ring, anytime he meets his mother-in-law, she always brings it up. Hey, when are you actually going to give my daughter a wedding reception? And this is when my co-host was like, see, this is the perfect time to be rude, with some charm, of course. He should say, of course, mother-in-law, I will give a wedding reception as long as you're the one paying for it. Because you're balling. You got all this money. Go ahead, pay for it. This is a risky idea, but I could see it working at times. I could see rudeness definitely paying off with service workers and occasionally friends who take advantage of you. But I never explored the idea of being rude to power dynamics, like a potential in-law, a potential boss, a potential founder of a company. I mean, is that smart? It could be, as long as your delivery mechanism is sweet and the other person has no clue that you're being rude at all. Thank you very much for joining the Armani Talks podcast. And be sure to check out my other episodes. I have over 500 different talks dealing with a range of different topics on human nature, psychology, and sociology. Check them out, and I will catch you next time.